The Lord Jesus taught us to love God with all our mind. How we think then and what we think matters. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. And today we're exploring what it means to love God with all your mind.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. God gave us His Word to teach us and shape our minds and attitudes. What He has done will bless us only if we're willing to listen to His words. God is wiser than we are, and we should listen to everything He has to say. The blessed man delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on His Word day and night. Yes, the Bible provides a true spiritual education. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Oh, we'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. When the Bible calls us to love God with all your mind, it means loving God with our intellect. We love Him with our thoughts, beliefs, with our reasoning and understanding. Our minds should be fully devoted to learning about God and His will for our lives. Now, love for God is not only emotional. It's also based on reason. People need to know God to love Him. And the Lord Jesus said in John 14:15, "If you love Me, you will keep My commandments." Now, if we don't know what God says, how can we serve and obey Him? You see, love listens and pays attention so that it can please. The prophet Hosea revealed that God was brokenhearted when he considered how his people stopped listening to his words. God said in Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being a priest to Me. And since you've forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." When parents reject what God has taught and what God commands in the Scriptures, their children suffer. Now, we offer this study with all your mind free. And if you want the single lesson or the special booklet, Heart, Soul, Mind, and Strength, we offer those free to anyone who asks. And if you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have programs and free materials on our website at searchtv.org. And you can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song. We'll read from Colossians 3:1-4. And we'll examine what it means to love God with all your mind. Our reading today comes from the words of Paul found in his letter to the Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, and there he talks about where our minds should be. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. What a wonderful promise. Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful for the promises that You make. Help us to set our minds upon You always, to love You with all of our mind and our heart and soul and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The mind refers to the intellect, the understanding and thought life. It suggests a deep, reflective love that engages reasoning and deliberate thought. The Scriptures speak a lot about thinking, reasoning, and drawing conclusions from what we have perceived. The Lord wants you to follow Him with more than an emotional response. He wants you to know what you are doing and why. Now, Satan lies when he tries to convince people, well, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you love Jesus and do good things. Well, there is nothing in Scripture that suggests this. The Lord Jesus instead said in John 8, 31 and 2, if you continue in My Word, then you are truly disciples of Mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You see, if the truth makes us free, we should never settle for anything less than the truth. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy truth and do not sell it. Buy wisdom, instruction, and understanding. God wants our hearts, but God also wants our minds. Paul wrote to the fussing church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10. He said, now I exhort you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be made complete in the same mind and in the same judgment. You know, some Christians feel like they can believe anything they please and ignore God's desire for His people to be unified in the same mind and judgment. But Paul persisted and he insisted on one gospel. In Galatians 1, 6 to 8, he says, I am astonished that you're so quickly deserting Him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one that we preach to you, let him be accursed. Paul meant business. You can't change the gospel and please God. Paul reminded the church at Ephesus that God's will points only one way. It is written in Ephesians 4:4-6 that there is one body and one spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all. Now we must be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And this means giving up preconceived ideas and human traditions and turning to the Scriptures for what we believe. There cannot be one body or church and many churches at the same time. There cannot be one baptism and many different baptisms at the same time. Baptism is immersion, and immersion and sprinkling cannot coexist as the one baptism. There cannot be one faith in Jesus Christ and many faiths of all different kinds at the same time. Truth matters, and one must make the decision whether to follow Jesus Christ or follow the world. Now, popular, even though long-held beliefs, can be wrong. Paul worried about Jewish Christians because they were deceived. They were holding on to the old covenant law and human traditions. And so he wrote in Romans 10:1-4, "Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God." And then he says, "but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." You see, their zeal for righteousness did not conform to God's truth. It proved to be an illusion. And a heart full of zeal didn't change this. Those who suggest the zealous heart trumps mistaken beliefs can't explain why these Jews are not saved. Zeal doesn't turn a lie into the truth. And a deceived zealot is still deceived. To encourage such a zealot in his deceptions is cruel. Paul wanted them to know the truth rather than to remain ignorant. Now, God wants us to think clearly, to reason from His Word what is right. God said in Isaiah 1:18-20, "Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they're red like crimson, they will be like wool. Now, if you consent and obey, you will eat the best of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. Truly, the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Now, as growing Christians, we have to make choices as to our faith and practice. People are often pulled away from the truth by culture and popular but false ideas. Now, we love God, and we love Him by thinking correctly according to His Word, by evaluating the world through His wisdom, and by rejecting worldly views. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." What God offers us in His Word is good. Psalm 19:7-11 says that the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them, that is the words of God, your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Now, we grow in our love for God as we get to know Him better. And this involves intentionally learning about His character, what He has done, and His will. Paul prayed for the Colossians to know God and His will so that they could please Him. He wrote in Colossians 1, 9-10, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." And so we must read and study the Word of God. And we do this for many reasons. First, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of Christ or the Word of God, Romans 10, 17. Knowing the Scripture guards against a blind and shallow faith. Love for God involves conviction and understanding. Second, knowing Scripture keeps us from being tossed to and fro by false teachings and every wind of doctrine, Ephesians 4 and verse 14. Third, knowing the Scripture honors God by using the intellect that He gave us to know and serve Him better. We should regularly study and meditate on Scripture. The blessed man is described in Psalm 1, 2-3. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. Now, how can you say that you love God if you never think about Him or listen to what He says? Knowing the truth will help us to bless others, to protect, and to rescue others. James 5, 19-20 says, "My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins." Did you know that a person could lose his soul if he wanders from the truth and begins believing or practicing something that is sinful and wrong? You see, Paul warned the struggling church at Colossae to stay with the Lord's teaching. Colossae had been infected with a false teaching that was leading them away from Christ. And so Paul said in Colossians 2, 6-8, "Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. See to it," he says, "that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ." Our postmodern culture, sadly, has wandered from the truth. They left the truth in order to please people. They stopped listening to the Lord and started listening to those who oppose the Lord. I'm reminded of Israel in ancient times. The Lord who blessed Israel and brought them out of Egypt to the promised land spoke with grief to Israel in Psalm 81, verses 11 to 13. He said, "But my people did not listen to my voice, and Israel did not obey me. So I gave them over to the stubbornness of their heart to walk in their own devices. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways." The Word of God is widely available, yet many aren't listening. They have rejected the Bible and its truths. They were deceived into believing Scripture was merely a myth. When people harden their hearts and close their ears to God's Word, they separate themselves from God and His blessings. I would hate for God to give you over to the stubbornness of your heart. David prayed to God in Psalm 26, verses 2-3, "Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth." Oh, it does little good for people to study God's Word if they never take time to examine themselves to see if they're living in a way that pleases God. What are we letting into our lives that may hurt us? Paul urged in 1 Corinthians 15, 33 and 4, do not be deceived that bad company corrupts good morals. He says, become sober-minded as you ought and stop sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. And then he said, I speak this to your shame. When Christians fail to live righteous lives, they lead the weak and the naive away from God. If we know the will of the Lord, we must practice it and share it with others. When good men remain silent, evil wins. When men fail to expose error, evil wins. When men fail to fight the devil, evil wins. We're all fighting against false doctrines and lies, and our best weapon is the truth. And we must warn those who are deceived and lost to follow Christ and to be saved. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, that we're destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we're taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Yes, we must bring every thought captive to the Lord Jesus. What happens when people find out the truth and realize that they aren't following it? Well, sometimes they harden their hearts and rebel, but sometimes they make excuses and act as if it doesn't matter. And at other times, they listen and make changes. Paul preached the gospel in Ephesus, and he revealed the truth about Jesus Christ. Acts 19, 18 to 20 says that many also of those who had believed kept coming, and they were confessing and disclosing their practices. And many of those who practiced magic brought their books together and began burning them in the sight of everyone. And they counted up the price of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord was growing mightily and prevailing. Do you have sin that you need to let go? Are there ways and thoughts that need changing in your life? Are you right with the living God? Are there things in your life that you need to just get rid of and come back to Him? We hope you'll do that today. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for Your love. We're thankful for Your grace and for Your kindness, and we love You. Help us to align our minds and our thoughts, to align them according to Your will, and do Your will always. In Jesus' name, amen. Repentance begins with the mind. It's a change of mind or heart that leads to a change of life. Repentance begins with realizing what we did was wrong and being honest enough to admit it. A penitent person will then seek out what is right and will begin doing it because he or she loves the Lord. They will do what they need to do to be forgiven and start living a new life. In salvation, we die to sin and live for righteousness. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life all begin in our thoughts. When a desire breeds a thought, and when a person acts just once of an evil thought and he fills it with passion and he begins to find pleasure, well, that one act can multiply. And it can multiply into a habit that destroys the character. And when a person flirts with a false idea and seeks ways to justify a false belief or practice, it'll lead to sin. And when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. James 1 and verse 15. Now, to start a new life, a life right with God, you must hear and pay close attention to the gospel of Jesus Christ. You must believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be willing to confess your faith. You must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, just as Peter taught in the first gospel sermon in Acts chapter 2. The people who gladly received his words were baptized or immersed, Acts 2:41. And when you do the same thing, you get the same result. Trying some other path, like saying a sinner's prayer, will not get you right with God, and it will not give you the same results. Be sure that you have followed the Scriptures. Won't you obey the Lord today? We hope that our study, All of Your Mind, has caused you to love God by aligning your thoughts with God's will. Now, if you live in the United States and want a free printed copy of our lesson or of our booklet, Heart, Soul, Mind, and Strength, then send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our search office toll-free at 1-800-321-8633. There's a schedule of our programs and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. Search is on YouTube, also Spotify and Facebook. We ask that you subscribe to our channels. The one on YouTube is Search TV Ministry, and be sure to like those programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. Show God your love by worshiping at church. If you don't know it, you need a church family. And if you can attend, don't neglect worshiping with the church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. Well, tell a friend about the program. And as always, we say to you, God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.